A report by the International Labour Organization, ILO, indicates that 541 million young workers between ages 15 and 24 of the world's labor force suffer one form of occupational hazard or the other. It further states that this category of people suffer up to 40% higher rates of non-fatal occupational injuries than adult workers older than 25 years. Findings also revealed that numbers of workers who suffer forms of disability and even death have increased in recent times. Examples of this include incidences of industrial accidents, health workers infected with deadly diseases, miners trapped at sites, victims of explosions of oil rigs, and nuclear accidents. Despite the labor law in Nigeria, which seeks to protect the labor force, cases of industrial hazards are on the increase. Attesting to this, Mr. Biodun Babalola, who had experienced accidents at his work, narrated his experience.
I lost two of my fingers while I was doing my active work in my company. I need the assistance.
Mr. Babalola called on employers to make insurance policy a priority for their workforce. How can employers reduce hazards at workplaces? Head of Department Environmental Health Science, College of Medicine, University of Ibadan, Dr. Oladapo Okare, pointed out that protection of workers was non-negotiable, especially at this critical period. He noted that the duty of the employers are in threefold: educating, protecting, and motivating.
In this case of COVID-19, the onus is on the employer to educate the employees about the risk associated with this pandemic. If they must be at work, safety is paramount.
Dr. Okare maintained that it was imperative for organizations to design operational guidelines suitable for this period. Contributing, Professor Godson Anna of the Department of Environmental Sciences, University of Ibadan, stressed that workers must observe occupational ratio to reduce person-to-person transmission of COVID-19.
Sure, compliance with social distance at all of, even the places of work at this point in time, observing stipulated occupancy ratio indoors.
Professor Anna emphasized that every establishment must maintain the health standard recommended by the World Health Organization in combating COVID-19. In Ibadan, Titi Layo Kupuli reporting.